Sick Talk. Dar Norty. I'm Dar.
And I'm Norty.
Well, what do we got?
Prosecutor dies in a freak accident after gun falls in court and shoots her.
Wait, what? Why was the gun loaded? This seems like somebody fucked up.
Yeah.
Why was there a loaded gun in court?
Yeah, that should have been
taken. That wasn't in, like, a cop holster.
It's like they just took it out of evidence and gave it to her.
Loaded? She's all waving around at the jury.
Yeah, could you imagine if she actually shot someone else?
Oh, my God.
That family would own the county.
Yeah.
Basically. I mean, shit.
Oh, shit.
So, or, I don't know, whatever they have in South Africa, provinces.
Oh, so, it happened in South Africa. Yeah, okay, that's making more sense.
Yeah, a South African lawyer was shot and killed by a falling gun in court on Monday in what has been described by local outlets as a freak accident.
Well, yeah, but, you know, if you're just letting anybody handle a little weapon, you know, like, shit's gonna happen. Yeah. But it happened in South Africa. See, at first, when you started off, I thought it happened here in America.
Where people know how to handle guns.
We shoot people
on purpose here.
How the fuck, yeah. We know exactly how to handle a gun. It's pointed at you.
And other people.
But fucking, yeah, but in South Africa, well, you know, aren't they enslaving people to mine diamonds and shit? I know nothing of the world.
I don't know.
I watched a movie once.
Yeah. I couldn't tell you. I just know one of their stations contacted me about Sick Boys and the Divided, and then they just went dark. That's the extension of my dealings with South Africa.
Don't they have
dig up any dirt on me or my son?
Don't they have, like, 9-year-old fucking rebels with, like, fucking fully automatic weapons?
I couldn't tell you.
Like, child soldiers and that?
Don't we have that in America?
Isn't that where that came from? That's where we have that is in Africa? I don't know what I'm talking about, people. Anyway, go on. Dropping with loaded weapons in court.
Adelaide Ferreira Watt, 51, a senior state advocate, was in Isopo, I'm going to go with Isopo, regional court when a loaded gun on display fell and accidentally fired a shot. So the gun was on display, was not secured.
Why was it loaded?
Yeah.
Fucking idiots.
So it just says that the gun fell and the police, the weapon was allegedly in court to be used as evidence in a home robbery case, police spokesman Brigadier Jay Knacker told the outlet in a statement. They got some weird names there. Watt was struck in the left hip and was taken to the hospital where she died Monday afternoon.
From a hip shot?
From being shot in the hip? What, did it pierce a femur or something? And you just bled out?
I don't know.
Says, unfortunately, we cannot divulge further information as the investigations are at a sensitive stage. Police in nearby Umzimkulu.
What?
Are investigating. I don't name these places. They're investigating the incident as a case of culpable homicide. What's culpable homicide? Meaning it could be construed as homicide? Manslaughter?
Is that like,
so whoever,
accidental, but somebody's responsible?
Yeah, whoever provided the, yeah, it's like wrongful death. That's what it sounds like. I don't know. I don't have a fucking law degree. The accident occurred in the southeast South African province of KwaZulu-Natal. And the area's director of public prosecutions, Elaine Zungu, confirmed the death in a statement to the Times. It's with great sadness that I inform you of the passing on November 18th of senior state advocate Adelaide Ann Ferreira Watt of the Office of Director of Public Prosecutions. Her untimely passing is mourned by all. Our thoughts and prayers.
thoughts and prayers. Yeah.
See how that's working out for us here in America, the whole thoughts and prayers thing?
Yeah. So what I get from this is falling loaded weapon causes DA to take the room temperature challenge.
So it says Watts Facebook.
That's funny.
That took me a second. Watts Facebook page was flooded with tributes and messages of condolence on Tuesday from friends who remembered her as a positive, wonderful lady. We'll miss you terribly. You touched so many hearts. And you put a lot of people behind bars, too.
Yeah. I'm
sure you touched a lot of hearts. We'll miss you terribly.
Adelaide Ferrell. Should have took an NRA fucking
safety. You were a one in a million and loved by all, another wrote. I am absolutely devastated to hear about your death. We had plans to meet today after you got back from my Zopa, which makes it even worse. As I was looking forward to seeing you again. Rest in peace, my dearest friend. You'll be missed. Well.
Wow, man.
You know, I mean, hey, there's one less person that's probably going to jail after that.
Yeah. Yeah. The DA kills herself. You know, I get off.
Can you imagine that? Like, what? How are they going to prosecute? How are they going to go
forward? It's fucking
South
Africa. I'm surprised they haven't already, like, cut his arm off with a rusty machete, dude. Like, I really don't know. Fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, well, that's sick talk.
Sick talk.